I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Like the old cloud now, just a sexy boy.
At 11:45 in about 13 minutes, we will figure out how you are winning off the field. It's Friday. John Lazor, voice of Virginia Tech Hokies football at 12:45. They debut new season. And hear them on 106.7 The Fan. Of course, they play Sunday night against West Virginia at FedEx Field. And we'll go all around the country with a college football preview at 1:30. We'll talk to Houston Nutt, a longtime college coach. Are you excited for college football? I always get all jacked up for the start of the season. And then as it goes along, I don't follow it as closely as I'd like because I'm so NFL heavy. But I do love college football.
I am excited about the opening weekend. I like it when there are legitimate matchups. This Alabama-Florida State thing will wet the whistle. But then we get into every week's a homecoming game where it's like directional, middle of nowhere, losing by 60 points so that all the alums pat each other on the back.
It's a lot of
that. That's the dead period that I cannot stand. It should be banned and not allowed to have those kind of cupcake things. You'd have to play as somebody of caliber every week.
Let's bring Chris Russell on the show. We've got a lot of options as to what Redskins guests we can get on to talk about the team. Just to pull back the curtain a little bit, we've got a Redskins beat reporter in Craig Hoffman. There's someone that covers the Redskins for a bunch of outlets in town. They all know a lot of things about the team. Today I said to Dar, I need to talk to Chris Russell. He says, oh, why is that? I said, I have to talk to him about Nate Sudfeld. So that's where we're going to start this interview, and then we can go wherever we'd like.
Anytime you can bring on somebody that thinks the Redskins should run 30 times for 41 yards, keep three quarterbacks, and no one is allowed to play ping pong, you bring him on the air.
You bring him on the air. Slasherini, it's great to have you back on the program.
You guys are amazing. I mean, I just can't beat that introduction. Thanks for selling me.
Yeah, no problem. You're the best in the biz for a reason. Reini, Nate Sudfeld can't get to your practice squad. A team is going to put him on their 53-man roster if you cut him. Make that case to me, please.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know this stuff for sure, but in a quarterback-starved league, when you have a guy who's 6'5", 6'6", and, you know, is still a developmental guy, and that's what he is, and everyone knows that. Everyone knows he didn't work under center, and you have to work under center to some degree in most schemes in the NFL. It's gonna take some time. So my point is, in a quarterback starved league where you have all of these jabronis and 9-to-5 ham and eggers, why wouldn't somebody, one of 31 teams, take a chance on a guy who's out there, who's been developed by a quarterback guru and Jay Gruden, Sean McVay for a year, whatever Doug said, I don't care what, you know, Doug said about him being a first round, it doesn't matter. Why wouldn't you take a chance on a guy like that is my point. Now, you can make the argument all you want, and I understand what you guys are saying, and I partially agree that he doesn't deserve a spot on the 53. I got it. But if you do that, and if you have that premise and that mentality, then just know that you're opening yourself up to potential problems if something happens to Kirk early in the year, because whoever you're going to sign does not know your offense at all, period, end of story.
Fine. The plane has already hit the mountain. When that guy starts, if it's your third quarterback.
No, but I think we would agree, right? If that guy has to start, that's fine, but he has to be the backup as well. What happens if, God forbid, again, Kirk Cousins comes in gets hurt, and Colt McCoy then starts, right? And he's your backup guy, so now he's got to dress.
Right.
What happens if he comes in, even if it's not for long term, even if it's for that game, you throw away that game, that could cost you your entire season, even if you get Kirk back.
Your season's over.
Even if it's for one game, is my point.
Well,
I'm not talking about having
to play one game. He's not activated anyway. He's deactivated as a third quarterback.
No, I'm saying if Kirk got hurt early in the season and had to miss a couple of weeks, just let's call it a broken finger, whatever it might be, whatever it is, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, right? You then have to have your third quarterback, whoever it is, active on game day if Colt McCoy is going to start.
Right.
Then, and I know I'm playing doomsday scenario here, but just this is what we have to think of when it comes to the quarterback position. That guy, obviously, the third guy, whoever it is, has to be active.
Yeah, you'd activate him from the practice squad, and then he would be dressed.
I understand that. But if he then has to play, if he then has to play for even just that, you know, that one game, or if something happened to Colt, and again, doomsday scenario.
We get that.
What I'm saying is I'd rather have Sudfeld, who at least knows the system, the scheme, terminology, knows everything about the organization at this point.
He'd just be on the practice squad until the game where he needed to be elevated rather than the third quarterback until the game where he needed to be elevated.
I understand that, but if he gets claimed over the 24-hour claiming period,
then you sign Jonathan Crompton, and who cares?
I do care. That's the point. The point is if this guy, and again, I understand right now it's not a problem, but I'm telling you what, again, you can take it for what it's worth. Teams value the quarterback position, even if it's the third guy, the guy being mentally sharp and ready to go, and at least the mental part of it. Now, the physical part of it is a totally separate thing. It's not the same as a kicker that you can just go and sign a kicker off the street, or an offensive lineman off the street, and he can play like Lucas Crowley did last night. Okay, what we're talking about, and Grant, Danny, you guys know this, the quarterback position is so much more than just can he play, can he not play, is he physically good and talented, or is he not talented. It's much more than that. It's a different beast.
At WrestleMania 621 on Twitter, where you can find this line of thinking, as well as a defense of Jay Gruden for not getting a playoff against the Giants because it might have resulted in a negative play before the half. It's the kind of logic that I don't like to get trapped into the prism of. Russell, give me somebody that helped themselves last night that may actually have gone from out to in on the roster, in your opinion. Not Nate Sudfeld division, please.
Not Nate Sudfeld division.
Can I actually, before we move on, ask one more on Sudfeld?
Yeah, if you need to.
Okay, and we're going to do something else, but I have two questions that are just follow-ups. Number one, you referred to the rest of the quarterbacks that they could get as 9-to-5 ham and eggers.
Right.
Are you willing to tell me that Nate Sudfeld's not a 9-to-5 ham and egger?
I'm willing to say he's maybe a sausage and egger. I don't know. I mean, he's on a roster, whereas the rest of these guys are not on rosters. Or, you know, I mean, some of these guys, you know, Thad Lewis, who's getting signed. And I know everybody wants to go into the Colin Kaepernick area. I wouldn't touch Colin Kaepernick with, you know, I mean, if you paid me a lot of money to, I would never,
right,
ever, ever.
Here's the last
there.
One then.
Mm-hmm.
If you can keep Sudfeld, but you have to cut Anthony Lanier, or you have to cut Joshua Holsey, or you have to, I think Chris Carter's a lock, but I'll throw him out there, or you have to cut Will Blackman. Which of those guys would you rather have Sudfeld on your roster then?
I would like to keep Lanier, Carter. You mentioned Will Blackman. I, as much as I love Will, I look at Will as being somewhat expendable.
So you would keep four safeties and three quarterbacks? With D'Angelo Hall on PUP and Sua Cravens having not played since week one of the
season. I understand that's a risk. But I mean, at some point you expose yourself to risk, right? And again, I'm not arguing that I want Nate Sudfeld on a 53, but what I want him is a guarantee that he's going to be on my practice squad if I cut him. And I can't guarantee that. I'm not willing to go into Philadelphia, and if God forbid something happens to Kirk Cousins and week two against the Rams, Kirk is not available to play, then some guy who I just signed for a cup of coffee last week is potentially going to be my backup quarterback.
Sefolufau. Okay,
yeah, Sefolufau. Yeah, how did that work out last night?
Well, he's a fourth quarterback. That's a whole different world.
We've now crossed into Pat White territory. I'd like to never mention Nate Sudfeld again.
All right, Danny's question. Let's move on.
If it's okay, Russell, somebody that might have helped themselves last night.
I didn't have Maurice Harris on my initial, like, in my mind, 53. The more I think about it, I need to put him on my 53. And that sounds weird, because coming into camp, I thought he would absolutely be, but then he couldn't get on the field. And then you see him on Sunday, and you know what value he might potentially add in punt return, and you see him a little bit last night. That's a guy who, unfortunately, I think other players have made more plays. I think Matt Hazel jumps out, or one of these other wide receivers, Robert Davis even. But I'd rather have Maurice Harris. So if I'm going to expand my wide receiver group from 5 to 6, I'm willing to do it for Maurice Harris. I'm not willing to do it for Robert Davis or Matt Hazel or somebody like that, James Quick, because I already have Brian Quick on my 5-wide receiver group, along with Grant and the three other guys. So I would say Maurice Harris. you know, if there's a defensive guy, I mean, the easy one would be Josh Harvey Clemens. But I don't know how you take Josh Harvey Clemens if you're going to, again, take Chris Carter, which we just all agree, right, I think, that Chris Carter's got to be, because you don't know about Ryan Anderson, and Junior Galetta is such a question mark.
No, that's a good point. Give me somebody that may have played themselves off. Russell.
Well, I mean, last night, like I've been all over this guy, like, for a while now, but Ari Quanjo cannot take a holding call and wipe out a touchdown. I'm sorry. I mean, dude, you are already in bad shape. I just can't see how they justify keeping Ari Quanjo on the 53. Sorry. I mean, like, to me, that would be preposterous to keep him, even though they're a little bit light on the interior offensive line. Your cousin, Chase Roullier, could play guard if he had to. And I would rather take Kyle Callis over Ari Quanjo. And I'm not even sold on Callis. I might be willing to go light on the offensive line if I get a good medical update on Spencer Long, and maybe only go 7 offensive line if I can take some other guys, at least for the initial couple of days of the practice week or even week one.
Slashy, as always, when we have you on, we have a fan question of the week. Would you rather have finger-sized legs or leg-sized fingers?
Is it sponsored?
It's unsponsored.
Oh, man. Why does everybody good get sponsorships and I don't? All right. What's the question now? I'm sorry.
Would you rather have finger-sized legs or leg-sized fingers?
finger-sized legs, because that would mean I'm really fast.
Ooh, okay.
I would have Deshaun Jackson speed instead of 8.240 speed.
Speed comes from stride length and stride frequency. You'd have the shortest stride of all time if your legs were fingers, Russell.
Plus, if they break, you may have to be put down like a horse at the Derby.
Think about supporting the weight of a human being on two fingers. That's a terrible idea.
What if they were middle fingers, which is the longest finger you have? This way I could flip everybody off and flip them the bird while I was running.
Not bad.
Again, the idea that you're going to run with just two fingers sticking out of your torso is laughable.
I know you guys think I'm comical for my ramblings and my beliefs, but I really try not to be a contrarian of epic proportions.
So, you're trying really hard.
I'm the most certain. You love it. You live for it.
This is your best.
You guys will get more of this from 2 to 6:30 today.
Are you filling in for Dukes?
Yeah, because I'm gonna upset everybody. Dukesy. Oh, absolutely.
I believe Nate Sudfeld, deserving of a roster spot, is booked at 2:15, 2:30, 2:45, 3, 3:15, 3:30, 3:45, 4, 4:15, 4:30, 4:45, 5, 5:15, 5:30, 5:45. Then you're going to take a break at 6 and do it again at 6:15.
Is that how you would plan out the show?
I believe that's your rundown.
All right. Oh, okay.
Thank you, Slash.
You're our guy.
Bye, guys.
See you, pal. Love you.
6 o'clock, by the way, Jim Haslett got a raw deal. The show's going to be called Chris Russell's Hills to Die On.
Russell and the Salad.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, pal.
See you, dude.
Winning off the field next. How are you in the win column?
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.